Hey guys, what's going on? How are you? Welcome back to my podcast. Welcome back, of course, if you are a reoccurring listener, and welcome if you are new here. My name is Dot, and here on this podcast, I just like to talk about whatever's on my mind, whatever's going on, any current events, current life situations, stories, etc. Basically, just a platform for me to vent in English, usually. Last week, I might have thrown you off with my episode all in Portuguese. Sorry if you don't speak Portuguese, but it was really just an experiment to see how it would go, if that was something that people wanted, if it was, a viable option for me to even start a podcast in Portuguese, which, surprise, surprise, it was a success. And I have since started and recorded and published my first episode on my second podcast, Fala Dorotea. So go ahead and look that one up if you haven't already. If you speak Portuguese, then I think you'll enjoy it. It's a little bit more scripted. It's all me. It's all my words. But, you know, I have a little helping hand from Google because it's a little more difficult for me to speak without stopping in Portuguese, you know, for extended amounts of time without some heavy editing, because for anyone who's bilingual, I'm sure you can relate. But it's like as soon as you make a mistake, you recognize it and it kind of like trips you up. Like you're like, usually when I make a mistake in Portuguese, I know it. Like I know that I said the wrong thing, or I know I pronounced it wrong, or I know I should have said this instead of that, but it's just too late. It's already out and it's already, you know, it's already been heard. So, thanks to Google for that. Google, my friend, translate, that is. I'm really feeling a bit conflicted these days, you guys, as I think a lot of you are, as the election is kind of winding down, is it? I don't really know. Like, I know that Joe Biden has been basically given the go-ahead as like, yeah, Joe Biden won. Joe Biden won the election. Everyone's saying that, right? The Associated Press, blah, blah, blah. Google, which is what brought it to mind. But it hasn't really been determined. I don't think people realize that. But until, at least for me, like, I'm not going to sit easy with whoever becomes president as the final decision until Inauguration Day, until January, when we really will know, okay, which way has this been called? Because even though it's been called and there's a lot of celebration going on, there's a lot of really happy people out there because Joe Biden has supposedly won, that's still only half the country. It's a very, very, very divided country that we're living in right now. And literally half of it is not happy. And they're, whether they're coming out with it or not, proclaiming fraud and, you know, other misgivings of this election, whether they're vocal about it or not, I know that half of the country is also not happy about it. And it's creating and has created a lot of conflict, to say the least, a lot of civil unrest, a lot of, I don't know, he said, she said, suing, just tension, really, just crazy tension that I'm so sick of. I just wish that we could come together and just agree that, yeah, the president is an important guy, but it's really, who's president matters. But what about your local officials? You know, what about your life? What about your little world? And what about your state? What about on the smaller scale, right? Because at the end of the day, the president is one person. And even though they do have a lot of executive power and authority, they don't always call the shots. Like they can't always call the shots because of our system. You know, there are checks and balances. And even if you think they're a complete buffoon, you know, in Trump's case, a lot of people, including myself, not a fan of Trump, okay? I've come out, I've said that before. You know, I think he's a misogynistic, narcissist, womanizer. I cannot in good consciousness vote for him. But Biden is Biden is Biden. Like, I don't know. It's just so crazy because throughout all of this election season, it's been interesting to see that these people who are really, really vocal and supportive of Biden, it's like their main thing isn't so much that Biden is the guy so much as Trump isn't, you know, and they want to vote Trump out, and anything is better than Trump. And I kind of want to question that, because, like, even though I'm, again, not a Trump fan at all, like, what has Biden done? You know, like, Biden, he's held a position, a government position, political office for decades. And what can he say for it? You know, he doesn't have the best track record either. In fact, he's done some pretty shady stuff. So it's kind of a frustrating position to be in, you know, where it's like, my main concern throughout all of this isn't so much who wins, because whoever wins is going to win, right? But my biggest concern is that our democracy remains intact, which it's hard to say exactly and judge exactly how intact it is these days, because on the spectrum of voter fraud, I'm not so far to the one side where I don't think it exists, where I think it's totally made up and, like, there's no cases of voter fraud. No, I think voter fraud does happen. I think it has happened in every election to some extent. How can you deny the fact that there are and always will be bad players, you know, people who want something so badly that they will compromise their own integrity to make sure that they see their side win, quote unquote, to the extent of being dishonest with counting or recounting votes. But on the other side, I'm not so far to the other side where I think, you know, voter fraud is so rampant that it is literally like making or breaking one person. I don't even know. You know what? I don't know. I'm just going to throw my hands up in my agnostic fashion and just say, fuck it. Like, I don't know what to believe anymore. And when the big players like Facebook and Instagram and Google and all of these really, really crazy, rich and dominating companies are spewing information at you, it's really hard to filter out, like, the real from the fake. And I hate even using that word fake, because I feel like fake news has been just adopted by the right side of politics. And anything can just be turned up as, like, fake, fake, fake. But then it really does make you question, though, like, well, how do you know what's real? What is real? How can we be discerning to the point of knowing one way or the other when a lot of news groups and journalists and other things, when there's obviously some bias going on one side or the other. I purposefully follow on social media, by the way, I purposefully follow people from both sides. I have friends, very close friends and family on both sides who post regularly stuff, memes or whatever, articles, pro Trump or pro Biden or this or anti this or whatever it is. And I do that on purpose because I think if you're living in an echo chamber where all you're seeing on all of your feeds across the board just agree with everything, then you're not being challenged and you're not being forced to think differently. And I like being challenged personally. I like to think differently. I like to be shown a different way that maybe I didn't think about, you know, and maybe I agree, maybe I don't, but I like to just be in a position where I can be challenged to think in a different way and to see a different perspective. And I encourage you to do the same thing, you know, like, yeah. Oh, it's a crazy, crazy, crazy world that we live in, guys. I really just hope that our democracy is preserved, and that no matter who wins, we're not gonna see a future of, you know, communist type Russian, Chinese, whatever forces of, like, you know, yeah, there's an election. Of course, everyone's free to vote. And then it's like the same guy gets voted in every time. Like, I don't know, like Putin or something, you know, like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, like, those people are being lied to. They're being told that their vote counts when it's really like, nope, already been decided, already been determined who's going to win. So in case you don't speak Portuguese, like I said, I did that last episode in Portuguese. It was my election prediction, and I predicted that Trump would win. So maybe I'm a bad fortune teller, maybe not. But like I said, I will either be proved wrong or proved correctly on Inauguration Day. It was a very close race, and I just wish it could be over. It doesn't feel like it's over at all. Interesting for me was to see how the world was watching us. You know, people across the board in Australia and Europe and South America, Brazil specifically, because I obviously have a lot of interest there. But like people looking and kind of like declaring like Team Trump or Team Biden or whatever. Interesting to hypothesize that if another country, say Brazil, was in the same position where they had to choose in a presidential election between Trump or Biden, who could speculatively win? You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it's just kind of crazy to think about. I have two kittens rolling around at my feet playing in the dirt. Yes, we got another cat. For those of you who don't know, we have one cat, Xena. And her sister, biological sister, was staying with Ben's dad. And, excuse me, Ben's dad moved in with us, so he brought the cat. So at first they did not get along, but now they are best friends. And it's really cute to watch them wrestle and be playful together. Anyways, life goes on. You know, it's exhausting, isn't it, you guys? I think it's really, really, really exhausting to just think about the state of the world and what's going on. And I have to constantly remind myself, like, what can I control? What is within my realm, my personal sovereignty, my own bubble of, you know, my world, you know, me, Max, Ben, this house, this property, this area, this, you know, my work, my efforts to talk to people and do what I can. And, what do I really have control over? Because at times like these times in the world, like right now, it just feels like so out of reach. Like, what's going on, you know? Anyways, I predicted that Trump would win because not because I wanted him to win or anything. I just thought, you know, it's very rare, if ever, that a president doesn't get reelected once they're already the running president. You know, they usually almost always get reelected and serve two consecutive terms. So that right there was working in his favor. It was going to be a close race, which I also predicted. I think everyone knew that. And also, I think my last prediction was some amount of civil unrest and possibly civil war, which I don't even like thinking about. Like, it was kind of funny to say and think at first, like maybe a month ago or 2 months ago, but now it just really feels like maybe we need to start preparing ourselves. Like, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a food storage and to, you know, just let's just prepare for some worst case scenarios. Because let's just say imaginary world. This could actually really happen, you guys. But let's just say, you know, okay, Biden's already been declared the winner. What if something comes up, a big scandal, something that really proves in no uncertain terms that actually, surprise, surprise, Trump won. And all of these people, half of the country who are fully supportive and happy and applauding Biden, are, whoa, suddenly super defensive and like, what are you talking about? Biden was already declared the winner. Like, you can't just go back on that. Da, da, da. Like, they don't want to admit that their guy didn't win at the end of the day. And all the Trump people are like, woohoo, we told you so. Like, we proved you wrong. Da, da, da. All this fraud, whatever. I think that's a recipe for high tension, as if we aren't living in it enough. And it's kind of freaky to think about. So still kind of holding my breath, like I said, until inauguration. But yeah, what can you do? It is what it is. What are your guys' thoughts on it? What do you think? Are you happy? Are you disappointed? Are you kind of just jaded and like excited, happy that it's all over? Or is it really over? Do you feel that it's over? I'm wondering what your guys' collective and reflective thoughts are on the whole thing. It's hard not to talk about. I know I try not to get too political anywhere, but it's really, I know I've made it now a video on my YouTube channel. I've made the last episode in Portuguese talking politics, and now this one. It's not because I enjoy it. It's because it's just so dominating right now. Like, it's really just everywhere, all the time, everywhere. Everything I see is just blah, 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 politics. And I'm like, ugh, exhausted. Yeah, it's been interesting too to actually see, especially on my YouTube channel, like, I know I attract people from all across the board, like right and left and center and everything. And so it's been interesting to see kind of like some people backing me up and other people kind of disappointed in me or whatever for sharing my thoughts. And I just want to encourage you that no matter who you follow, if it's an influencer or a celebrity or your mom or like someone, you know, that for whatever reason you feel an attachment to, for whether it's because of their accomplishments or your relation to them or whatever, and they come out and make a statement about their political views and opinions, I encourage you to be kind. I think we need more kindness in the world right now. We need to be nice and just respect someone's opinion, no matter what it is. I've seen a lot of people who I've known, like friends from high school and stuff, like come out and, you know, admit that they like Trump or admit that they like Biden or whatever. And it just seems like, why? A lot of people are making like threats, like, oh, if you really think Trump should be the next president, then I can't be your friend. And I just think that's so silly, like on either side, you know, like why should that matter? Like, why? Like, were you only friends with them before because you thought that their political views aligned with yours? Like, or was that even a factor even until the moment that you found out that they didn't align with yours? Like, why is that being the determining factor now for so many relationships? It's sad to see people walk away, especially from interpersonal relationships, not so much from people they follow, you know, but to see relationships being tarnished and destroyed because of politics, I think there's really, I think it's really sad. I, for example, I have one friend. Here's a fun story, a little juicy scoop on me. I have a friend who is very, very right side of things. Like, she's extremely hardcore Trump fan. She's very vocal about it, very vocal about all the fraud that's going on, or claims to be going on, or I don't know. She's always posting stuff. She's very anti-mask when it comes to coronavirus. She's very, the first time I really ever encountered this with her was, and this is no secret, you can actually go find this on my YouTube channel. I made a whole video about it in English, by the way. But I had an abortion when I was 23 years old. And that's a whole other story unto itself. Not going to go real into that right now, but I can honestly say it was one of the best decisions of my life. One of the hardest, but one of the best decisions I made at the time. My life would look completely different right now if it weren't for that decision, for better or for worse, but I would not be where I am. I would not be who I am if I hadn't done that. And whether you agree with that or not, I'm not here to discuss that today, but it just got brought up in my head thinking about friendships and stuff and people choosing a side and deciding who their enemy is based on if they agree with them or not. And I remember telling this dear friend of mine who I'd once lived with, like, she used to be a roommate of mine, and like, I know her, we go way back, like 10-year friendship. And I told her, I felt like I had to tell her. She was one of the first people, actually. I think she was the first person, come to think of it. Yeah. Like, I had to tell someone. I didn't feel like I could tell anyone else. And she was the closest person at the time. And even though I knew that she wouldn't like it and she wouldn't agree with me and she'd probably be really disappointed in me, I told her. And I was like, listen, I explained the whole backstory. I told her like my whole thought process and how I had come to peace with my decision and how hard it was. And she looked at me and I'll never forget her honesty, which I really appreciated. I couldn't have expected anything less of her, because I knew I was telling this to a person who was extremely pro-life. And, but I purposefully wanted to tell her as well, because I was thinking, like, I think she needs to know a real story, like someone who she knows personally, not just some thing on the internet, like, some random person you don't know about who you can, you know, write a mean comment to. Like, I know she cares about me. I know she loves me as a friend. And, I want her to know that this is real life and this happens. And these are real decisions that people have to make and that I had to make. And I made my decision and it had nothing to do with her. And she looked at me and she said, I'm really sad by your decision. But I'm really happy that you're okay. And that's the most important thing. And we cried about it and it was all this whole emotional thing. And like, I'll never forget that, you know, like we were able to still come together. Like we both kind of met each other halfway, because I knew that she wouldn't be enthusiastic or happy or celebratory. I don't think anyone is celebratory, post-abortion. It's not something you celebrate. I wasn't happy about it, but I am grateful that I had the option and that I could do it in a legal, healthy way that didn't put my life at risk, and that I could do it early on, literally 6 weeks in. So it was really, really, really early first trimester that I was able to do that. But oh man, it was just crazy. And now I see her posting and like, there's a lot of things she says that I really resonate with, that I really like, man, I give her props, because she will, protest things and she will like do, write letters to her governor. And like, she's really, really active with her ideas and ideology. And I really admire that. Like, I think it requires a lot of tenacity to be able to do that, especially now she's a full-time mom. She has 4 kids and she still finds time to be active in her community and stand up for what she believes in. And I don't always agree with what she's talking about, but I just really, really enjoy watching her, because it really inspires me to be also proactive and to speak my truth and to say whatever I want. You know, knowing that the right people will filter through, and the wrong people will filter through, will sift out, and the right people will filter through. And the people who really get it, who I'm really speaking to, like, that's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to the haters. I'm not talking to the people who have nothing nice to say, have no constructive criticism, have, you know, hear my thoughts and just say, well, fuck you, I don't believe that, and like, want nothing to do with me. Like, that's not a way to cooperate. That's not how the world works. Okay. So let's all just grow up and, put our, big girl or big boy panties on and, strap up for hopefully what will not be an eventful rest of 2020, but will probably be eventful given the fact that this year has been a complete shit show across the board. I think everyone can agree on that. You know, a lot of people coming together, a lot of people breaking up, you know, man, quarantine, coronavirus, election, Black Lives Matter, like so much this year. I think we'll all remember it and be glad that it's over once it's over. So let's hang in there for another, what is it, month and a half. And we'll see come Inauguration Day who's our new president. Can't wait. Oh my gosh. Still accepting invitations. If anyone wants to fund me all the way to Brazil, I would be happy to move back with my my family here. No, but you can't run away. You can't run away. I joke, but really, it's everywhere. This political division is happening all over the world. As much as I want to flee sometimes, it's really, it's everywhere. So stay well, stay safe, do what you got to do. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.